James Comer subpoenas 20 wires totaling $1.3 million received by James Biden. By Wendell Hasebo on September 30, 2023. House Oversight Committee Chair James Comer, RKY, subpoenaed James Biden's Lionhall Group and JBBSR Incorporated entities on Thursday because the committee could not identify legitimate services provided by James Biden's companies. Comer's subpoena appears to be directed at obtaining records linked to President Joe Biden's corporation, Celtic Capri Corp., which received nearly $10 million in 2017 without specifying revenue line items. So that's an LLC account. It wasn't a shell company, that was a real LLC account with more earnings in there than what we can find. So that is an account we plan to subpoena as we follow the money, Comer said last week. James Biden, an often overlooked member of the Biden family, is President Joe Biden's younger brother and Hunter Biden's uncle. James and Hunter were business partners with SK China Energy Company, an organization closely aligned and linked to the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. While Hunter's complex web of wire transfers from SK received much attention in recent years, Comer expanded his focus to James Biden's entities. Those entities received at least 20 wires totaling $1,398,999 through Hunter's entities, according to the 2020 Senate report by Senators Chuck Grassley and Ron Johnson. Here is also evidence that Hunter Biden moved large sums of money from his firm, Owasco, to James Biden's consulting firm, the Lionhall Group. Between August 14, 2017 and August 3, 2018, Owasco sent 20 wires totaling $1,398,999 to the Lionhall Group, a consulting firm that lists James Biden and his wife, Sarah Biden, on the bank account. This transaction was identified for potential criminal financial activity. These transfers began less than 1 week after SK Infrastructure Investment wired $5 million to Hudson West 3 and Hudson West 3 sent its first payment of $400,000 to Owasco. Most of the payments from Owasco to the Lionhall Group had vague notes in the memo lines, 15 of which simply indicated that they were for further credit to James Biden. However, the memo line for one of the payments read HW3, which indicates some of the transferred money could be from Hudson West 3. When the bank contacted Sarah Biden regarding the overall wire activity, she stated that the Lionhall Group and Owasco provide international and business consulting and that the Lionhall Group was assisting Owasco with an international client through a contract that had since terminated. Sarah Biden told the bank that she would not provide any supporting documentation, and she also refused to provide additional information to more clearly explain the activity. Consequently, the bank submitted the account for closure. Hudson West 3 also sent funds directly to the Lionhall Group. According to records on file with the committees, James B. Biden is the principal contact for the Lionhall Group, and between January 2018 and October 2018, Hudson West 3 sent the Lionhall Group outgoing wires totaling $76,746.15 with the memo, office expense and reimbursement. These transactions illustrate a direct financial link between Hudson West 3, which was connected to SK, the Chinese government, and Gong Wandong, and James Biden. On August 17, 2017, 3 days after the first transfer from Owasco to the Lionhall Group, it was publicly announced that Yeastsk Energy was in talks to purchase a stake in the Russian state-owned energy company Rosneft, which, as noted, later fell through. Through the Biden family's suspicious activity reports, SARs, the committee discovered in March that Biden associate Rob Walker received a $3 million wire transfer from SK. In turn, four Biden family members, Hunter, James, Hallie, and an unidentified Biden, received a collective $1.3 million cut from the $3 million wire transfer. The Bidens are the best I know at doing exactly what the chairman wants from this partnership, Hunter told a SK associate in 2017. SK, closely linked to the CCP and Chinese President Xi Jinping, was chaired by Yi Jianming, a Hunter associate. Yi is a key individual in the Biden family's Chinese business. Yi paid Hunter a $1 million retainer fee for legal services in 2017. Hunter also received a large diamond from Yi in February 2017 worth an estimated $80,000. Yi had direct abiding and deep ties to Chinese intelligence when they were arranging these ideals for the Bidens, According to Breitbart News senior contributor and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer. Breitbart News reported in June the Biden family business received a total of $5.1 million through multiple accounts within days of Hunter Biden's 2017 WhatsApp messages to his FC associate. In the first text, Hunter demanded to be paid with Joe Biden sitting next to him. "I'm sitting here with my father and we would like to understand why the commitment made has not been fulfilled," the screen capture shows. "Tell the director that I would like to resolve this now before it gets out of hand, and now means tonight." A few days later, Hunter asked a second SFC business associate for $10 million, noting the Biden family is best at doing exactly what the chairman wants. That same year, in 2017, Hunter told whistleblower Tony Bobulinski in a text exchange that he did not want to register as a foreign agent on behalf of SFC. Now special counsel David Weiss told a Delaware judge in July that FARA charges against Hunter were on the table. Weiss charged Hunter in August with three gun violations. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter @WendellHussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.